USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The parents of the Michigan school shooter are going to prison in an historic case. The judge agreed with prosecutors' sentencing request.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumley, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
James and Jennifer Crumley were convicted in separate trials of involuntary manslaughter for the 2021 shooting deaths of four students by their son at Oxford High School, which is just north of Detroit. It's the first time in the United States that the parents of a child mass murderer have been held responsible. The White House is urging Congress to reauthorize Section 702 of the government surveillance program, FISA. House Republicans are divided on the issue as some are worried the program could violate the privacy of Americans. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Section 702 is vital to addressing a wide variety of national security threats.
Terrorist threats to the homeland, fentanyl supply chains bringing deadly drugs into American communities, hostile governments' recruitment of spies in our midst, transnational repression by authoritarian regimes, penetrations of our critical infrastructure.
The Arizona Supreme Court on Tuesday upheld a 160-year-old law outlawing abortions at any stage of pregnancy unless a woman's life was in danger. Arizona's Democrat Attorney General Chris May is coming out and already releasing a statement saying she's going to ignore the rule of law and the court. The 30-year-old country music superstar allegedly threw a chair from Eric Church's newly opened rooftop bar on Sunday night. He posted bail Monday after being arrested and charged with reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. It's his second arrest in 4 years. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers and officials met on Capitol Hill Tuesday to discuss the next steps following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore 2 weeks ago. Cleanup efforts are continuing as crews continue to remove containers off the ship that crashed into the bridge and brought it down. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says $60 million in emergency relief funding has already been used, but they need more.
In order to continue that work, we will need to make sure that the emergency relief fund is at a healthy level, something that the delegation has expressed its determination to make sure happens, and that we certainly hope and expect will be a bipartisan goal.
According to one administration official, relations with China are improving. Here's USA's Corey Myers with more.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wrapped up her second trip to China in 9 months. The trip meant to address trade disputes between the world's largest economies as the two sides try to stabilize relations following a summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
We've greatly deepened our relationships, and I feel our relationship in this economic sphere is in a much better place.
A victory parade for the Yukon Huskies men's NCAA basketball championship is set for Saturday in Hartford. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.